So these are only two I have left.
This jewelry, home decor, and crafts are handmade by victims of sexual violence, human trafficking, and other gender-based violence. Some of them come from Albania and Kosovo. Amy Chase juggles time between her full-time job in Washington, D.C. and selling these products. Her experience working in conflict and post-conflict countries inspired her to help local women. She established the Crescendo Group in 2018, which sells the products online and on pop-up markets.
When you talk to refugees in refugee camps, after all their immediate needs are taken care of, you know, food, shelter, health, and you ask them, what do you need next? The first thing they will say is work. And empirical evidence has shown time and time again that women reinvest their earnings into their families.
Chase targets conscious consumers for her business. According to a Nielsen report in 2015, 73% of millennials are willing to spend more money on sustainable goods, including Danica Hawkins.
And I think that we as consumers don't fully recognize the power that we have and the impact that we can make simply by buying specific products and by going to different sorts of shops and supporting these social enterprises. And I think it's a great way to really make a difference, and it's an easy way.
However, making a profit is not Chase's ultimate goal.
Having actual stores with the inventory on site and the job training center in the back or above the store.
To make her goal a reality, she partners with organizations that share the same values. One of them is Association of Albanian Girls and Women, a nonprofit that focuses on improving the welfare of survivors of human trafficking. They bring in handicrafts made by the survivors at their shelter in Albania.
There is something inherently therapeutic about engaging in the creative process. So that's how the handicraft program got started. And so this was the first time that they made their own money and pocketed their own money, which was really empowering for them. And it was a way to build up their dignity, which had been stripped from them.
According to a study by World Health Organization in 2017, one of three women in the world will experience some kind of sexual violence at one point of their lives. But not all victims can bounce
this
back.
What I'd like to show you is the doll that Marsuela made. And I noticed that after a couple of weeks, I didn't see her anymore. And I asked the social workers, well, where's Marsuela? And they said, oh, we believe she went back to Greece to prostitute herself. She didn't see any other viable alternatives.
This effort, though, is here to prevent such occurrences. The program is a part of women's empowerment effort to save vulnerable women around the world. Valdia Baraputri for VOA News, Washington.